So this morning I thought I would read from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And the reason I wanted to read that is in last Tuesday evening, Sharon and I were traveling from Augusta, Georgia to the airport in Atlanta. It was beautiful, one of those beautiful evenings. I think it was like 70 degrees, and it was clear and sunny, and it was just beautiful that day. And anyhow, we were just, it was just a pleasant time. And so we got to the Atlanta airport and turned our car in, and we went, any of you that have been in the Atlanta airport will remember that there's a lot of escalators in that airport. You go up when you go into the place, and you go down to the subways, and then you go back, or the tram trains, whatever you want to call them, and then you go back up to the terminals. So a lot of escalators. Anyhow, as we were going up and down, and this was the furthest thing from my mind, this question I got asked, because it was a beautiful evening, was just enjoying spending time with my wife. But out of the blue, as we were going up one of those escalators, Sharon and just looked at me. She says, "How do these people know you're a Christian?" And I wasn't expecting that question. And so keep that question in mind as we read here in Galatians 5, verse 22. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." So after we got home, I got to thinking about that question some more as I went to work. And then as I was working at the bakery, working the front counter, I had to work the shift twice this week. And I kept thinking about these people coming to the front counter, and I thought about that question. How do these people know you're a Christian? And so I went home and I opened up and found this verse. It says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. And I thought about, as you meet a person just briefly, you know, as you get to know people more, they get to know who you are. But when it's a brief, you know, going up an escalator, when they look at you, how do they know you're a Christian? And so I thought about love. And, you know, you can't show love real well when you just meet somebody just for a brief moment. Joy, they can see joy in your face. Peace, you should hopefully have a peaceful demeanor about you. Long-suffering, probably not so much. They don't know you well enough yet to do that. They can maybe tell that you're a gentle person by how you're treating the people you're with. But still, would they know you're a Christian? Goodness. This word really struck me because I think that they, in a brief moment, you could show people that you're a Christian through goodness, whether that's at a restaurant and you're kind to your waitress, or whether that's at a going up an escalator and maybe helping someone with their luggage in an airport, whatever. I mean, you guys can think goodness is a way we can show people that we're Christians. We can just do good things. They don't have to be things that bring a lot of glory to anybody. It's just simple kindnesses. Goodness. I just had to think about goodness. And so that was one word that I thought about as I thought about that question that we could do is goodness. And then faith. Can people see your faith? Probably not so much in that first initial meeting. But goodness, that one they can. Meekness. And I think they could maybe see it quickly with meekness just by something maybe you say or maybe don't say or just your kindnesses to them. Meekness is a good word for that. Temperance. Probably not so much. Maybe they could because you don't get violent if something goes wrong while you're doing something, but probably typically not. So in these quick meetings and as people are observing you, how can they see that you're Christian? Let's also turn to, if we could, to Colossians 3, verse 12. Now we're going to talk about some action verbs. These are things that we actually do. One of the things I thought about, too, is I thought about being a Christian. How do people know that you're a Christian? If you went over there and stood in that corner over there and never moved for the rest of your life, people couldn't tell you that you were anything except standing in that corner. That's all you'd get done is standing in that corner. So literally you become almost nothing because you're doing nothing. To see, for people to observe Christ in us, we have to be doing. We have to show action. We can't show Christ by standing in a corner. We need to be out doing. To show Christ. It says here in verse 12 of Colossians 3, it says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I'd like to turn to that song we sang this morning already. We sang it once, but I want to sing it again, maybe the first and the last verse. And Brian, if you could just lead it from there. That song 429, it says, "Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer." Let's turn to that and sing that one more time. Because as we were singing that, I got to thinking about how do people know that we are a Christian? How do people that first meet you know that you're a Christian? Let's sing that song. Let's sing it maybe now with a little bit more meaning, although I'm not saying that we didn't the first time. But just think about this. As we are meeting people and we're introducing them to the Lord, this song kind of fits what we talked about just now. Brian, could you lead that first and last verse one more time on that song? That. So that's all I have to share on the devotional this morning. So maybe at this time, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer and ask God to bless our service. We pray, Father God, as we come to you again this morning, thank you so much that we could be here to worship. Pray, Lord, as we go through the worship service and Sunday school lesson, Lord, that you would help us to have a heart tuned in with you, that we could put aside all the stresses and the concerns and the worries of the week, and that we could rest in you this morning. And Lord, help us to have an enjoyable time of fellowship today. Lord, we pray especially for the youth, where they're at this morning, and those that are with them. Pray a special blessing on them, Lord. We ask that you would be very close to them today as well. So thank you again, Lord, for this privilege, and be with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.